This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, I'll be found drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he rode along his way, when all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. Tie-yay, yippee-yi-yo, ghost herd the sky. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hoofs were made of steel. Their brands were still on fire, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear shot through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard.
Tie-yay,
and he heard their mournful cry.
Tie-yay,
tie-yay,
ghost riders in the sky.
Riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name.
Cowboy,
if you want to save your soul from hell or riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, you're with us, you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd,
tie-yay,
across these endless skies.
Tie-yay,
yippee-yi-yo, ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
The Flying J Wranglers from New Mexico with their rendition of what is probably the most popular Western song of all time, Ghost Riders in the Sky. You know, Stan Jones wrote that song and he had a hard time selling it. Bob Nolan turned him down, and so did Lee Gillette at Capitol Records when Stan pitched the song to him for Andy Parker and the Plainsmen to sing, one afternoon when the three of them met in Lee Gillette's office in 1948. In May 1948, Randolph Scott had heard Stan sing his composition when Scott was filming a movie called The Walking Hills on location in Death Valley, where Stan Jones was a ranger, and he had encouraged him to try to sell his songs. Stan tried. He tried hard to sell his songs, but he didn't have much luck. The fellow who finally made the sale was another songwriter, the same guy who had written Nature Boy for Nat King Cole. He was a friend of Burl Ives, so he pitched the song to Burl Ives, and Ives made the first record of it. Vaughn Monroe's manager heard the record and thought it was perfect for Vaughn Monroe. Well, Vaughn Monroe was on tour in the Midwest with his band at the time, so his record company, RCA Victor, set up a recording session in Chicago for him, And Vaughn Monroe and his band made the trip into the city and recorded the song. It became a smash hit and made quite a bit of money for Stan. Today we'd like to salute Stan Jones by playing a few more of his songs and telling you a little about a few of them. Next, we're going to hear from the Sons of the Pioneers with a song from the film Wagon Master. Stan Jones wrote it for the film, and it's titled Wagons West.
Wagons West!
Wagons West!
Wagons West!
Wagons West!
Dusty wheels are going, cross mountains high, they keep rolling by, and their thunder echoes in the sky. 100 years have come and gone since 1849, but the ghostly wagons rolling west are ever brought to mind. Their rolling, rocking, creaking wheels were heard from shore to shore, and always in the hearts of men it lives forevermore. Rollin', 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 wagons west are rollin', out where winds are blowin', cross rivers and plains, through sand and through rain, rolls a mighty wagon train. Wagons west are rolling, dusty wheels are going, cross mountains high, they keep rolling by, and their thunder echoes in the sky. Stalwart men in buckskins, their women by their sides, the sun sets on their faces as they ride on westward ride. Wagons west are rolling, golden hills are glowing, for the pioneers down through the years have made this land our
The Sons of the Pioneers with Wagons West, a song they could be heard on as the credits for that film rolled across the screen. Now we have one that Ken Curtis sang in a movie that was far less well known, but the song survived. What happened was an actor named John Ireland had a chance to become a director, and he heard Stan Jones sing a song Stan had written called Hannah Lee at a party that Stan was giving for John Ford. John Ford and Stan Jones were good friends. Stan had written a number of songs for John Ford movies, and Ford would call for him to write songs when he had the idea for a movie in mind. Well, John Ireland heard the song Hannah Lee at this party, and he was getting ready to make a film titled Outlaw Territory. But when he heard the song, he got Ken Curtis to sing it in the film, and he even changed the title of the film to Hannah Lee. Well, the film was a disaster, but we have the song. Here's Ken Curtis to sing it for us.
Take warning, all you reckless lovers,
for they hung that pretty devil, Hannah Lee. Your dusky eyes were softly glowing when first I met you, Hannah Lee. I took your love, but without knowing all the sorrow your caress would bring to me. You shot and killed your cruel husband because you found but me. The truth you would not tell a jury, so they blame me for your sin, oh Hannah Lee.
High, high, high on the hill.
to tell the truth, you devil. Tell them that you did that killing on the Lee. I know there's gonna be a hanging. The men are gonna hang as me. You had no right to say you love me. And I know you lied into old Hon the Lee. Then at the jail on hanging morning, I heard you tell him you had lied. Your dusky eyes were soft and gentle, and so you hung your pretty head and cried.
High, high, high were the gallows. Long was the rope not meant for me.
Take warning, all you reckless lovers, for they hung that pretty devil on the Lee.
For they hung sweet on a Lee.
Ken Curtis with the Stan Jones composition, Hannah Lee. Not long ago, R.W. Hampton and I were talking about how that song came to be titled that way, or at least the pronunciation of Hannah instead of the way most of us have pronounced it all of our lives, as Hannah. We both figured there was a story behind it, but we never figured out what the story was. And about the same time, I met the author of the book about Stan Jones and forgot to ask him the question. By the way, the stories I'm going to be telling today, many of them, came from a book that has far more stories than what I'm going to be telling today. It's the definitive work on Stan Jones' life. It's his biography, and it just came out in 2014. It's written by a fellow named Michael Ward, W-A-R-D, and it's published by Rio Nuevo, R-I-O-N-U-E-V-O, publishers in Tucson, Arizona. Their website is rionuevo.com. That's rionuevo.com. It's a remarkable book, just fascinating. And I think you might enjoy it too. So you may want to try to contact them, or you can try Amazon.com or other publishing outlets and see if you can get a copy for yourself. It's titled Ghost Riders in the Sky, The Life of Stan Jones, the Singing Ranger. Well, we just heard Hannah Lee, and now here's one that was one of the first three songs Stan Jones pitched in Los Angeles after Randolph Scott had convinced him to go to Los Angeles and try to sell some of his songs. As far as I know, only the Sons of the Pioneers recorded it. Their record was from 1949, the same year they recorded Ghost Riders in the Sky. It's a song Stan wrote while he was stationed as a park ranger in Death Valley. Note the solitude in the title. The title is No One Here But Me. Stan loved the range and the quiet times, but in this instance, he turned the song into one about lost love. I think you might like it. It's very unusual, but beautifully done by the Sons of the Pioneers.
The range tonight is big and wide, and there's no of night in the starry light.
must I ever lonely be? And way up high he knows the reason why. It's a love I've never known. She was here one day, but she went away, and there's no one here but me. She was here one day, but she went away, and there's no one here but me.
The Sons of the Pioneers with one of the first songs that Stan Jones ever wrote and tried to sell. He sold it to the Pioneers in 1949. Here's one from a little later. The Rainsmen are going to sing it for us because they performed for tourists in Death Valley for a number of years and became great fans of Stan Jones' music. They recorded several of his songs. This is one of their best. It's called Song of the Trail.
I have heard the thunder rolling loud across the mountains high, and the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky. It's the song of the trail. It's the song of the trail. Seen those yawning canyons, and I climbed the highest peak, and I felt the sun, the wind, the rain upon a carefree cheek. It's the song of the trail. It's the song of the trail.
Down the canyons, good companions on a mountain trail.
I have seen the works of glory, and I felt the mighty hand. I'm the one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to the mountain that I'll hear evermore. It's the song of the trail. It's the song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. I have seen the works of glory, and I felt the mighty hand of the one who made all this out here and made me what I am.
I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to the mountain that I'll hear it evermore. It's the song of the trail. It's the song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail. The song of the trail.
The Rainsmen with the Stan Jones composition, Song of the Trail. And you may have noticed how Stan Jones worked in just a little bit of the imagery that he used so well in Ghost Riders in the Sky. The lyrics about the rolling thunder and so forth. Well, now we have Eddie Arnold with another song Stan Jones composed while he was stationed in Death Valley. It's titled simply, Cowpoke.
I'm lonesome but happy, rich but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke. From Cheyenne to Douglas, all the ranges I know, 'cause adrift with the wind, no one cares where I go. I ain't got a dime in these old wore-out jeans, so I'll stop eating steak
and go back to beans. I'll pick up a tin spot in Prescott, I know, riding the grumps in the big rodeo. Some evening in springtime, a filly I'll find, and I might spend all the summer with her on my mind. But I'll never be branded and never be broke. I'm a carefree ranger riding drifting cowboy.
Eddie Arnold with Cowpoke. In the late 1950s, after Stan Jones had been involved in several John Ford films, he was involved in writing the music for them, as well as acting in some films. He acted briefly in a couple of Gene Autry films. Television was really coming into prominence then, and Stan was asked to write music for some television series. He teamed up with William Lava and composed the theme for the television show Cheyenne, and he also was asked to appear in regularly, sort of co-starring, in a show that he dreamed up. He had the idea for a show called The Sheriff of Cochise. You see, he was from Cochise County, Arizona. So he thought it would be pretty neat to have a show about a fictional sheriff in that area, but situated in the area where he grew up, there in Douglas. Now, Stan was asked to be the deputy sheriff. So he had a role, although he didn't have many lines, he did have a role to play in that television series. And he was asked to write the theme for it. Well, he did. He wrote a theme, and it was recorded by a group called the Prairie Chiefs. But interestingly, the theme that we're going to hear that Stan wrote was not used in the television series. They used a different theme. It had a couple of the same elements, but it was not this song. Thought you might like to hear it, though. It's called The Theme from The Sheriff of Cochise.
Arizona, Cochise in Arizona, where the arrows soar and the six guns roar. In Cochise, Arizona, where the sunset crowns the desert, gaunt mountains hug the sky. There lives a brand of rugged man whose kind will never die. There the sheriff walks with a gun that talks, in the smoke the sweet aroma of history seed, the lawman's breed in Cochise, Arizona. Bandits ruled the country one by one. Now today a gold star glitters proudly from the breast of a man whose fame by any name has safely tamed the West. There the sheriff walks with a gun that talks, in the smoke the sweet aroma of history seeds.
the lawman's breed in Cochise, Arizona. Arizona, Cochise in Arizona, where the arrows soar and the six guns roar in Cochise, Arizona.
The Sheriff of Cochise, the theme from a television series that Stan Jones appeared in regularly as the deputy sheriff. And he wrote that song hoping it would be the theme song for the show. It was recorded by the Prairie Chiefs, as we heard, but it's not the song that was selected by the studio to be the theme for the show, even though the show was Stan's idea. At one point when film director and producer John Ford and Stan Jones were together, Stan was singing some of his new compositions for John Ford, and he was using his little four-string Martin guitar that his wife, Olive, had given to him years before. One of the first songs he sang that afternoon was Rollin' Dust, and John Ford absolutely loved that song, and he wanted more like it for his film Wagon Master. Now, Wagon Master was John Ford's favorite film from all of those he produced. Apparently, everybody got along really well on the set, and that was not typical of most John Ford pictures. Well, here's the song, Rollin' Dust, that sparked John Ford's interest to have more of Stan Jones' songs in that motion picture. Sons of the Pioneers, singing one of director John Ford's favorite Western songs, Rollin' Dust, a song composed by Stan Jones. You're listening to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and today we're saluting the great Western composer Stan Jones. The Sons of the Pioneers, especially Lloyd Perryman, were close friends of Stan Jones. And the next singer we're going to hear from was also a close friend. His name was Johnny Western. He was on tour when Stan died and heard about the death a little bit late. He missed the funeral, and it was on an Easter Sunday down in Douglas, Arizona. Johnny was not too far away, so he and a musician friend of his went down to the cemetery to pay their final respects to Johnny's old friend. Well, Johnny started talking at the graveside and talking out loud, and He said, "Stan, you know, I'm sorry I missed your funeral, but I want you to know I made it here. I got here to the graveside, and I just wish there was some way you could let me know that you know I'm here. And I love you, man. This is really a tremendous shock." Well, just at that time, a gust of wind blew a bunch of lilies across the little dirt road that ran through the cemetery just down from where Johnny was standing. Those lilies came rolling across the little road and landed right at Johnny's feet just after he had said that. Both Johnny and his friend stood there with the hair standing up on the backs of their necks. They both knew what had just happened. It's a true story. Johnny's going to sing an appropriate song now, thinking about that story, called Lilies Grow High. Here's Johnny Western.
Boots and Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high. They grow man with a gunslinging hand who before his time must die. They grow in the trail he has traveled, a trail well spattered with lead. They weep for the graves of the many men, they weep for the men now dead. He rides along lonely, no friends, but only the lilies growing high. All men seem to fear him, not one will go near him, and he knows the reason why. His name and fame spread before him, like a carpet of death, and he knows. One day he'll be slow on the draw, and then for him a lily will grow. A woman may love him, though she knows soon above him the lily's growing high. Then like the lily she'll bow down her head, bow down her poor head and cry. Some boot hill they will lay him, and a headboard will sway in the wind. The lily will nod and gently weep for another gunman's end. Boots and Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high.
Will yield their sleep and pray.
This is the dawning of the judgment day.
Saddle up, saddle up,
saddle up.
The list is long, you'll hear the names:
Billy the Kid
and old Jesse James,
Johnny Ringo,
Curly Bill.
They're all sleeping on a sunboot hill.
Saddle up, saddle up,
saddle up.
Rise up your faithful ponies, wait.
Saddle up and ride through the golden gate.
The judge will call you one by one,
and nary a man is gonna tote a gun.
Saddle up,
saddle up,
saddle up.
He's calling those he knows should ride,
just as they lived and just as they died.
Some are doomed by the judge's word
to the ghostly riders and the devil's herd.
Saddle up, saddle up,
saddle up.
The list is long and you all know
Wild Bill Hickok,
Geronimo,
Sitting Bull,
and old Sam Bass,
who now through judgment all goes past.
Saddle up, saddle up,
saddle up.
Hear that trumpet, lose your fears.
Although you slept for these 80 years,
you've never really ever died.
So saddle,
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 saddle up
and ride.
The Sons of the Pioneers with Saddle Up, another Stan Jones composition, and one where he drew upon the imagery he used in his greatest song, Ghost Riders in the Sky. Stan Jones was a national park ranger, and one of the songs he wrote in honor of our national parks was a beautiful song called The Grand Canyon. I think it reflects the majesty of the canyon, and Stan recorded it on the Walt Disney LP Songs of the National Parks that he was commissioned to record by the National Park Service in collaboration with the Walt Disney Studios. Here, Robert Wagner sings it.
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon.
Drowsy shadows yawn. A Navajo calls, soft echoes return from bright painted canyon walls.
Grand Canyon,
whispering pines, heads bowed in prayer. Such splendor I see, in reverie they frame it there.
Grand Canyon,
who made the blend, each mighty rend in the earth turned to the sky. Then and atheist rush, a tear in a humble eye. Though life should end and eyes no longer see, these shadowed halls and painted walls, these are eternity.
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon,
Grand Canyon.
Robert Wagner with Stan Jones' majestic composition about the Grand Canyon. Here's another movie song Stan Jones wrote for John Ford. It's called Song of the Wagon Master.
Oh, the white tops are a-rollin', rollin', the big wheels keep on turning, and when I reach that promised land for my gal, I'll still be earning. White tops are a-rollin', rollin', the big wheels keep on turning, and when I reach that promised land for my gal, I'll still be earning.
I left my gal away back yonder,
fell in behind the wagon train.
I'm lonesome 'cause I had to wander,
fell in behind the wagon train. Oh, the white tops are a-rollin', rollin', the big wheels keep
keep on turning. And when I reach that promised land for my gal, I'll still be earning. White tops are a-rollin', rollin', the big wheels keep on turning. And when I reach that promised land for my gal, I'll still be earning.
Another I left in old Kentucky,
fell in behind the wagon train.
I left my gal in Indiana,
fell in behind the wagon train.
Another I left in old Missouri,
fell in that promised land for my gal, I'll still be earning. White tops are rolling, rolling, the big wheels keep on turning. And when I reach that promised land for my gal, I'll still be earning.
The Sons of the Pioneers with the Song of the Wagon Master, composed by Stan Jones, of course. And Stan is the man we are saluting today on Western Music Time. As you've been hearing on today's show, Stan Jones's songs did not all sound alike by any means. Stan wrote several songs about Western wildlife. Wildlife are featured in the next few Stan Jones songs we'll be playing on this Stan Jones tribute. We thought you might enjoy all of them. Here's one by the Sons of the Pioneers, called All Wild Things.
All wild things of your creation, knowing neither flag or nation, knowing just their wild demanding, bless us with thy understanding, bless them with thy sweet protection, guard them from man's imperfection. Must have wanted, put them here with loving care. Teach us thy sweet mercy for them, all wild things this earth to share.
Bless them with thy sweet protection, guard them from man's imperfection.
All wild things you must have wanted, put them here with loving care. Teach us thy sweet mercy for them, wild things this earth to share.
Sons of the Pioneers with All Wild Things. Stan Jones loved to live in the desert. He also loved the mountains, but the desert was his favorite place. He loved the quiet environment, only the sounds of nature. No planes, trains, or buses. Not having lots of people around talking, although he got along well with groups of people. He could entertain them, loved to do that. But his favorite time was out alone, enjoying nature and the creatures who lived far from man. So he wrote songs about them. He wrote All Wild Things. And he wrote a song about an owl called The Owl Lullaby. It's not one most people have heard. And probably he had in mind when he wrote this song the desert horned owl that lived in the area around Death Valley. It ranges from the San Joaquin Valley in California over through Death Valley and out as far as Kansas. And that's probably the one he had in mind when he wrote the song that Lloyd Perryman and Betty Taylor are going to sing for us now.
The hours are flying, you'll hear them all sighing through the trees and the curtains as they hurry on home. With my feet on a limb and my eyes sad and lonely, I ask who. Who will talk to me? Who will answer me? Why I say who knows the reason why, who can tell me why, who. I talk to the Sandman, but he's awfully busy. His sack's almost empty, and he's in a tizzy.
He wants to get home and go to bed.
I'm alone with my who.
I've tried to talk to the clock in the steeple,
but he's far too sleepy and he just talks to people. Who knows the reason why? Who can tell me why? Who? With your head on my pillow, wild dreams round you billow, and shadows yawning upon your wall.
You're all lost in slumber, while I sit and wonder who.
Who knows the reason why I sing this lullaby? Who?
Lloyd Perryman and Betty Taylor with a song by Stan Jones that was probably inspired by one of the night birds in the desert that Stan was so fond of, the great horned owl. Next up, we've got a song that Stan really didn't write and didn't ask for credit for. He did help out with it a little bit. Ken Curtis wrote it, but Ken ran into trouble when he was partway through the song. He couldn't get one of the lyrics to work out right, so he called Stan Jones and asked Stan for some help. Stan thought about it just for a minute and made a suggestion that Ken was able to incorporate in the song and complete it. The song was called Buffalo, and Ken Curtis gave Stan Jones full co-composer credit. The Rainsmen were friends of Ken Curtis, and they recorded a fine version of this song. We thought you might enjoy it. It's simply called Buffalo.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
Buffalo, a song composed by Ken Curtis with a little help from Stan Jones. And Ken insisted on giving Stan full composer co-credit. Well, the last song about wildlife that we're going to play for you was Stan Jones' favorite composition, because it reflected the life he lived in the early years with his wife, Olive, not long after they were married, when they were enjoying the solitude of Death Valley. When Stan was a boy in Arizona, he didn't have a fancy horse to ride. He rode burros. So he had a special place for burros in his heart. He rode them regularly as a boy in Arizona, but in Death Valley, many years before, a few burros that belonged to old prospectors had gotten loose, maybe when the old prospectors had died in the desert. And the burros had gone wild and continued to reproduce. They were taking over the areas of Death Valley that were supporting the bighorn sheep that the rangers were supposed to protect. Now, rangers were expected by the superintendent of the park to shoot the wild burros. That was not something Stan was willing to do. And he let it be known. That's the one order he refused to follow as a park ranger. Now, Stan had been patrolling an area of Death Valley just around the time the sun was going down, and he pulled off the road to get out of his vehicle and enjoy the desert sunset when he heard a noise behind him. He turned around, and he saw two long ears come up over the ridge behind him. And then two more, and then two more. And those ears inspired the opening lines for what became Stan Jones' favorite composition.
One little burrow on a hill with evening coming on. Two little burrows on a hill, their shadows almost gone. Three little burrows on a hill,
beneath a purple sky. Four little burros on a hill, and they sang this lullaby. When the moon sails by tonight in the sky and shines on our very long ears, and the coyotes wail in the barren vale, and the jackrabbit sheds big tears, then we won't worry or lose our sleep, for way beyond the starry deep, God is watching the whole night through. Or four little burros and even you. One little burro, two little burros, three little burros, four little burros sleep.
The Rains Men, doing a beautiful job with Stan Jones' favorite of all of his many compositions, the Burro Lullaby. As I mentioned early in the show, there's an excellent book that's just been published about the life of Stan Jones. The title of the book is Ghost Riders in the Sky. The author is Michael Ward. And if you're interested in Stan's music and his life, I think you'll love this book. I'm pretty sure you can find it online. You might try Amazon.com. Or if you have other favorite book sites, try them out. But I would urge you to add this book to your collection. It's outstanding. And that wraps up our salute to the great Western songwriter, Stan Jones.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.